1 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 20 through verse 47. And Abishai the brother of Joab, he was chief of the three. For lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them, and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two. For he was their captain. Howbeit he attained not to the first three. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies were, Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammath the Hararite, Helaz the Pelonite, Ira the son of Akesh the Tekoite, Abi Ezer the Antithite, Sibbekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahahite, Maharai the Netophathite, Held the son of Bana the Netophathite, Ittai the son of Rabbi of Gibeah, that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Harai of the brooks of Gash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharumite, Eliabah the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shage the Hararite, Ayam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphel the son of Hefer the Mesherethite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Naarai the son of Ezibai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagari, Zelek the Ammonite, Nahari the Barothite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ali, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Makkah, and Josaphat the Mithnite, Auziah the Ashterathite, Shammah and Jehiel the sons of Hothan the Arorite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Johah his brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jaziel the Mesobite. Matthew chapter 19 verse 1 through verse 12. And it came to pass, that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee, and came into the coasts of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read, that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs, which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs, which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs, which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it.